This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The opportunities are plentiful for hunters and anglers this week. The archery deer hunt now going strong. The catchable trout season in full swing, and anglers can enjoy catching some trout at many of our local lakes. And the fall crappie bite, it too is a dynamite thing right now. We got some great fall crappie fishing going on. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, the archery deer hunt is going in full swing, and this cooler weather may be just what the doctor ordered. Along with the crop harvest going along very rapidly, I think we're going to see some great increases in our deer harvest as these next couple of weeks progress. It's a perfect time for deer hunting, and now's the time to get out there and enjoy this activity. In fact, young hunters are adults. Harvesting their first deer during any of the Illinois deer hunting seasons certainly have bragging rights, and their accomplishment can now be recognized by presenting them with a copy of the Department of Natural Resources' new First Deer Certificate. This is a free, colorful certificate and can be obtained simply by going to the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Just look for the First Deer Certificate, and you can edit that and print it off, and you'll have a wonderful momentum of this first deer experience. And Illinois firearm deer hunters seeking additional permits may now begin applying for these over the counter at all DNR license and permit vendors. These are purchased over the counter only, and So the final day to purchase one of these permits is December 11th. And if you're looking for a special hunt area, hunters may begin applying online October 25th for site-specific permits for designated IDNR special hunt areas for the late winter firearm and CWD deer hunts. This online application system will be available through the DNR website, which again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. A list of specific special hunt areas open only to hunters with the site-specific late winter and CWD permits is available on the website as well. And interested individuals are invited to enjoy several upcoming free autumn programs at Pierre Marquette State Park near Grafton. A night hike is planned for October 21st, beginning at 7 p.m. In addition, a day hike beginning at 8:30 a.m. is scheduled for October 29th. A special fall colors hike is planned for 1:30 p.m. on October 22nd, and an awesome autumn falls color scenic drive is scheduled for 2 p.m. on October 28th. In all events, participants should meet at the Visitor Center, and for more information, give them a call at 618-786-3323. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Say, deer hunters, ever wish your venison could be made into a wider choice of products? Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist, offering a choice of over 20 premium products from your venison. Among the favorites are bacon burger and what isn't better with bacon, breakfast sausage, a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and other flavors. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, bratwurst, summer sausage, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 201 Mount Street in Carlinville, open 7 days a week all season long, featuring a rapid completion of your order. Call 217-854-2455. Okay, we're back, and fall fishing is in full swing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Down at Wren Lake right now, the water is beginning to cool rapidly. Recently, the temperature was around 70 and still falling, and get ready for some of the best fishing of the year. The crappie bite is on. Fish are being caught in the stake beds and brush piles in 2 to 16 feet of water, and they're also being caught under the Sailboat Harbor Bridge along Round 154, along as well as the Gun Creek Bridge. They're hitting minnows and jigs about equally well right now, and the fish are beginning their transition into their fall pattern. The big fish are starting to bite, and the catfish bite remains good. If fishing from the Waltonville, Bonnie, and the Ina boat ramps, all hot spots right now. A lot of fish are being caught by people in boats drifting their baits along the bottom as well. Cut shad seems to be the favorite baits. However, several things are working: night crawlers, liver, shrimp, and whole shad. The bass bite, it seems to be in a fall pattern now, with spinner baits being a huge player in the shallows. Numbers of bass are being taken at the mouths of the bays that have a good ditch or creek entering them. On lipless crankbaits as well as some plastics, the bass are scattered but shallow. So lots of things happening at Rend. At Carlisle Lake right now, fall is in the air, and the catfish bite is going strong in the lake. They're being caught in night crawlers, cheese baits, or shrimp. The crappie is turned on and turned on big time. Some very nice crappie being caught and being caught by shoreline anglers as well around the Dam West boat ramp. The cooler weather is bringing the crappie into the rocks, and many reports of crappie are being caught very shallow in the rocks while fishing for white bass. And white bass are rated excellent. They're right on the rocks right now. Inline spinners are working well as jigs. You can catch a cooler full of these white bass if you time things well. The white bass in the tailwater, they're rated only fair. They've slowed down in the river, but they're still being taken on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. The catfish bite may be the best right now below the dam. Catfish and flathead is what's most active in the river, and shad, night crawlers are the baits of choice. Some of the commercial baits are also working well, and the crappie bite rated good. A lot of fish being caught in the river now, and some nice size ones. The size has gone up in these river crappie, and the sauger bite has tapered off to a poor state right now, just not much water flowing, and that always means less sauger action. And down up at Lake Shelbyville, the water temperatures have been bouncing from the low 60s back up to the upper 60s, and with this cooler trend we're having this week, we should see these waters even cool more, and it's time to get the big black crappie. You'll need to look for some off-colored water for some of the best action. In both the rivers and the lake, a slip bobber and a big shiner under it with a plain Aberdeen hook is working best. Try concentrating on the root balls up in the river as the big black crappie are lying in about a foot of water. You won't get many out of a spot, but these are nice fish, and some of these fish are in the 1.5 to almost 2 pound range. You might even catch a fat walleye in these same areas. In the lake, however, try working the ends of the down trees and looking for small submerged branches under them. The water depth can be as shallow as 8 feet, but up to 15. It's best to stay back and drift the slip bobber over these trees. Minnows are working best here too, but that will change once these water temperatures drop in the 50s and lower. And the white bass have moved into the bigger coves that have feeder creeks in them. They kind of like the nice calm banks and have the shad bunched up on them by the tens of thousands. So lots of white bass action at Lake Shelbyville, too. The largemouth action, it's been an all-day affair now. In fact, it seems to be a little better as these waters warm. Plastic's working well as crankbaits and spinnerbaits. And the catfish bite, it, too, is going strong with all types of live and commercial baits working well. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene, particularly if you're a fisherman fishing our big three Corps of Engineer lakes. And don't forget the trout fishing at many of the DNR catchable trout areas. That too is going strong. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.